WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today's topic? Something that's been holding us back more than we realize. Perfectionism. Ever find yourself stuck in this endless loop of wanting things to be absolutely perfect? You know, the kind of thinking where a small mistake feels like a colossal failure? That's perfectionism whispering its toxic little ear into your brain. And trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with flawless Instagram feeds and curated lives, but let's be real, nobody's perfect, not even Beyoncé. So why is this so important to talk about? Because perfectionism isn't just some harmless personality quirk. It can actually sabotage your happiness, creativity, and even your success. You end up procrastinating out of fear of messing up, taking on way too much pressure, and ultimately missing out on experiences because you're always striving for that unattainable ideal. Today, we're going to ditch the shackles of perfectionism and embrace a more realistic and liberating approach. Here are five key takeaways that'll help you break free from this mental prison. Number one, perfection is an illusion. Seriously, it doesn't exist. There's no magical finish line where everything suddenly clicks into place. Life is messy, beautiful, and constantly evolving. Embrace those imperfections, the wobbly lines, the unexpected detours, because that's what makes things truly interesting. Number two, focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of getting caught up in the minutiae, celebrate the small victories along the way. Did you finish that daunting project? Awesome. Did you learn something new today? High five. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a win. It's all about building momentum and becoming a better version of yourself over time. Number three, reframe your mistakes. They're not failures. They're learning opportunities. When you stumble, see it as a chance to course correct, analyze what went wrong, and come back stronger. Think of it like this. Even the most successful athletes make blunders on the field, but it's how they bounce back that matters. Number four, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, has off days, and struggles at times. Treat yourself with understanding and forgiveness instead of harsh self-criticism. And finally, number five, challenge your inner critic. That nagging voice that tells you you're not good enough? Yeah, the one constantly whispering doubts and anxieties? Start questioning its validity. Is it really true? Or is it just a fear-based narrative holding you back? Learn to recognize those negative thought patterns and consciously choose to replace them with positive affirmations. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're working on a project that's really important to you. You put your heart and soul into it, but when you're finally ready to share it with the world, that inner critic kicks in. It starts whispering all these doubts. Is it good enough? What if people don't like it? You start second-guessing yourself, making unnecessary changes, and ultimately missing out on the joy of sharing your work. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But what if instead of letting that fear paralyze you, you decided to embrace vulnerability and share your creation anyway? What if you focused on the message you wanted to convey, the effort you put in, and the fact that you took a courageous step outside your comfort zone? You might surprise yourself with the positive feedback and connections you make along the way. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically and embracing the journey. Let's recap. Perfection is an illusion. Focus on progress over perfection. Reframe your mistakes as learning opportunities, practice self-compassion, and challenge that inner critic. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And remember, keep switching it up, keep evolving, and never stop striving for progress, not perfection. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.